And can you talk about the results of the study?
Yeah, so we saw an improvement in the progression-free survival on olaparib at 300 milligrams twice daily versus placebo, with a hazard ratio of 0.53. And even when one looks at predefined time points going from 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, one could see it maintaining that same hazard ratio. So that was really reassuring. Another thing that we saw as well that was very interesting is that in patients who actually responded, who had a complete response or had a partial response to treatment, median duration of that response was more than 2 years. So once you really had a patient that was responding, you know, you could project for that response to be for a long time, which is very, very remarkable for pancreatic cancer.
So can you talk about how this now fits into your clinical management outside a trial setting?
Yeah, I mean, I've been treating patients with germline BRCA mutations now for over a decade and kind of in this treatment paradigm, because we've had phase 2 trials open for a long time as well. And we had not exactly the same. It was more in the second or third or fourth or even the fifth line setting that we were inducing PARPs, but it was really getting the feel of how to identify these patients and how to treat them. Today, we also have an expanded access program, so we can still treat our patients the way I treated them in the POTO trial. What I usually do in these scenarios, you know, we screen all our patients for BRCA mutations. And what I normally see is that when I do identify a BRCA mutation, I try and evaluate the patient's performance status, extent of disease, where we have metastases, if we have, you know, liver only, ascites, peritoneal spread, lung-only disease. It makes a difference as well. And I look also at the patient's performance status. And I try and see when is the right time to stop the chemo and to bring in a PARP inhibitor. And I never really make a decision up front for the patient. I start the process trying to be very open-minded about it. And in some patients, I switch it to 4 months. And in some patients, I keep them on for about 6 and sometimes 8 months and sometimes even a year before I do the switch. It's really like a very tailored approach with most patients. I would say that the majority at around 6 months I switch, though. That's kind of what I would say is for most patients.